Lesson 32. They did obey every word of command with exactness. Alma, chapters 53 through 63. Purpose. To help class members see that the Lord will strengthen them as they follow the example of Helaman's valiant young soldiers. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Alma chapter 53, verses 10 through 19, and Alma chapter 56, verses 1 through 8. 2,000 valiant young Ammonites covenant to fight for the liberty of the Nephites. They ask Helaman to be their leader. B. Alma chapter 56, verse 9, through Alma chapter 58, verse 41. True to their mother's teachings, the young soldiers exercise faith in God and fight courageously. They are joined by 60 other young Ammonites. All 2,060 young soldiers are wounded, but not one of them is killed. 2. If the picture 2,000 young warriors is available, prepare to use it during the lesson. Item number 62050, Gospel Art Picture Kit 313. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Display the picture of the young warriors. Read aloud Alma chapter 57, verses 25 through 26, stopping after the word slain in verse 26. Point out that in the battles between the Nephites and the Lamanites, there were surely other Nephite warriors whose lives were miraculously preserved. However, there were also many righteous Nephites who were killed. Alma chapter 56, verses 10 through 11, and chapter 57, verse 36. Helaman's army of young warriors is the only military army mentioned in the Book of Mormon in which not one soldier was killed in battle. Tell class members that we, like Helaman's young warriors, are part of a great army. Then read the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. Explain that although the statement was directed to Aaronic priesthood holders, it applies to all members of the church. You have been born at this time for a sacred and glorious purpose. It is not by chance that you have been reserved to come to earth in this last dispensation of the fullness of times. Your birth at this particular time was foreordained in the eternities. You are to be the royal army of the Lord in the last days. In the spiritual battles you are waging, I see you as today's sons of Helaman. Remember well the Book of Mormon account of Helaman's 2,000 stripling warriors. In Conference Report, April 1986, page 55, or Ensign, May 1986, page 43. Note that stripling means young man. What does it mean to be the royal army of the Lord? See Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 55 through 56. What are the spiritual battles we are waging as part of the Lord's army? Explain that this lesson discusses the principles and characteristics that helped the 2,060 Ammonite warriors receive so much strength from the Lord. As we live according to these principles and develop these characteristics, our spiritual strength will increase. We will be more effective as servants in the royal army of the Lord. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. 2,000 valiant young Ammonites covenant to fight for the liberty of the Nephites. Read and discuss selected verses from Alma chapter 53, verses 10 through 19, and chapter 56, verses 1 through 8. Before discussing this account, invite class members to briefly review the covenant of peace that the Ammonites, the anti-Nephi-Lehis, made at the time of their conversion. Alma chapter 24, verses 15 through 18, in Alma chapter 53, verses 10 through 11. The Nephites had promised to protect the Ammonites from the Lamanites. Alma chapter 27, verses 22 through 24, and Alma chapter 53, verse 12. What did the Ammonites want to do when they saw the afflictions of the Nephites? Refer to Alma chapter 53, verse 13. Why did Helaman persuade the people not to break their covenant? See Alma chapter 53, verses 14 through 15, and chapter 56, verse 8. What does this teach about keeping covenants? What did the Ammonite sons do to help the Nephites? See Alma chapter 53, verse 16. How did the young Ammonites show the strength of their commitment to help the Nephites? See Alma chapter 53, verse 17. They entered into a covenant and were determined to keep their covenant in all cases. Write on the chalkboard, make and keep sacred covenants. How will the Lord strengthen us as we make covenants with Him and keep these covenants in all cases? President Ezra Taft Benson said, "Men and women who turn their lives over to God will discover that He can make a lot more out of their lives than they can. He will deepen their joys, expand their vision, quicken their minds, strengthen their muscles, lift their spirits, multiply their blessings, increase their opportunities, comfort their souls, raise up friends, and pour out peace. Whoever will lose his life in the service of God will find eternal life." The Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson, page 361. The young Ammonites asked Helaman to be their leader. Alma chapter 53, verse 19, chapter 56, verses 1 and 5. Helaman was a prophet and a high priest over the church. Alma chapter 37, verses 1 through 2 and verse 14. Also Alma chapter 46, verse 6. Why would the decision to follow a prophet increase the young Ammonites' effectiveness in the battles they would fight? What kinds of leaders might weaken people in their spiritual battles? How did the young Ammonites respond to the commands they received? See Alma chapter 57, verse 21. Write on the chalkboard, follow the prophet with exactness. Why is it important to be exactly obedient to the teachings of the Lord's prophet? Refer to the quotation on the next page. What are some specific things we must do today to follow the prophet with exactness? President Harold B. Lee taught, "The power of Satan will increase. We see it in evidence on every hand. Now the only safety we have as members of this church is to do exactly what the Lord said to the church in that day when the church was organized. We must learn to give heed to the words and commandments that the Lord shall give through His prophet, as He receiveth them, walking in all holiness before Me, as if from mine own mouth, in all patience and faith." Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 4 through 5. There will be some things that take patience and faith. You may not like what comes from the authority of the church. It may contradict your political views. It may contradict your social views. It may interfere with some of your social life. But if you listen to these things, as if from the mouth of the Lord Himself, with patience and faith, the promise is that the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Yea, and the Lord God will disperse the powers of darkness from before you, and cause the heavens to shake for your good and His name's glory. Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verse 6. In Conference Report, October 1970, page 152, or Improvement Era, December 1970, page 126. 2. The young soldiers exercise faith in God and fight courageously. Discuss Alma chapter 56, verse 9, through Alma chapter 58, verse 41. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. If you are using the picture of the young warriors, display it now. The first army that the young Ammonites faced was the Lamanites' strongest and most numerous army. Alma chapter 56, verses 34 through 43. What was the young soldiers' response when Helaman asked if they wanted to go against this army? See Alma chapter 56, verses 44 through 47. From whom had these warriors learned to have such great faith and courage? See Alma chapter 56, verses 47 through 48. Also Alma chapter 53, verse 21, and chapter 57, verse 21. If you are teaching adults, write on the chalkboard, "Teach our children to believe in God." If you are teaching youth, write, "Follow parents' righteous teachings." To emphasize the influence that mothers can have on their children, you may want to read the following statement by President Spencer W. Kimball. To be a righteous woman during the winding-up scenes on this earth before the second coming of our Savior is an especially noble calling. The righteous woman's strength and influence today can be tenfold what it might be in more tranquil times. She has been placed here to help to enrich, to protect, and to guard the home, which is society's basic and most noble institution. Other institutions in society may falter and even fail, but the righteous woman can help to save the home, which may be the last and only sanctuary some mortals know in the midst of storm and strife. The teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, pages 326 through 327. The young soldiers did not doubt their mother's testimonies. Alma chapter 56, verse 48. Why is it important for children to know the strength and certainty of their parents' testimonies? In what ways can parents share their testimonies with their children? During one difficult battle, many Nephites were about to give way. Alma chapter 57, verse 20. See also verses 12 through 19. What was the response of the young Ammonites during this battle? See Alma chapter 57, verses 19 through 20. Write on the chalkboard, "Be firm and undaunted, even when others give way." What were the results of the young Ammonites' faith and courage? See Alma chapter 57, verses 22 through 25, and chapter 58, verses 31 through 33, and verse 39. How can we remain firm and undaunted, even when friends, associates, and others are about to give way? How can we strengthen those who are about to give way? In what ways were the young Ammonites firm and undaunted? For some examples, see Alma chapter 53, verses 20 through 21, chapter 57, verses 26 through 27, and Alma chapter 58, verse 40. A. They were exceedingly valiant for courage. Alma chapter 53, verse 20. B. They were true at all times in whatsoever thing they were entrusted. Alma chapter 53, verse 20. C. They were men of truth and soberness. Alma chapter 53, verse 21. D. They had exceeding faith in that which they had been taught to believe. Alma chapter 57, verse 26. E. They put their trust in God continually. Alma chapter 57, verse 27. F. They stood fast in that liberty wherewith God had made them free. Alma chapter 58, verse 40. G. They were strict to remember the Lord their God from day to day. Alma chapter 58, verse 40. H. They kept God's statutes and His judgments and His commandments continually. Alma chapter 58, verse 40. I. Their faith was strong in the prophecies. Alma chapter 58, verse 40. Emphasize that the young Ammonites had developed these characteristics in their youth before they became soldiers. If you are teaching youth, write on the chalkboard, "Develop righteous qualities in our youth." In one battle, the Nephite armies led by Helaman, Gid, and Teomner faced an enemy which was innumerable, but they received very little assistance from the land of Zarahemla. Alma chapter 58, verses 1 through 9. To what source did the Nephites turn for strength? See Alma chapter 58, verse 10. Write on the chalkboard, "Pray for strength and deliverance." How did the Lord answer the Nephites' prayers? Refer to Alma chapter 58, verses 11 through 12. In what ways can such answers to prayer help us take courage? Conclusion. Read the statement by President Ezra Taft Benson on page 142. In connection with this statement, review the principles that you have written on the chalkboard. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. Insights from Alma, chapter 60 through 61. Discuss Alma, chapter 60 and 61, which contain Moroni's letter to Pahoran, the governor of the land, and Pahoran's response. Included in these chapters are lessons on A. Making use of all the means the Lord has provided, Alma chapter 60, verse 21. B. Cleansing the inward vessel, Alma chapter 60, verse 23. C. Being constrained according to the covenant we have made to keep the commandments, Alma chapter 60, verse 34. D. Seeking God's glory, not the honor of the world, Alma chapter 60, verse 36. E. Not taking offense, Alma chapter 61, verse 9. End of lesson 32, they did obey every word of command with exactness.